Joining me in studio today is Ben Heppner, renowned worldwide for his portrayals of dramatic tenor repertoire. Ben, welcome to the afternoon show here on the New Classical FM. Great to have you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, you retired from the international touring circuit back in 2014. And tell us about some of this new chapter in your life.
Yeah, I was sort of getting to the end. There were lots of reasons behind it, one of which was, you know, the voice was perhaps not doing what I wanted it to anymore. And I was just getting sick and tired of being away from home all the time.
Right. Tell us about some of those most precious memories you've had in the international circuit.
Oh, there's so many. I mean, I've got stories from each conductor. Well, one of the ones I was thinking of, Sir George Schulte. So Schulte always put you behind the orchestra, which is kind of awkward, but I got to know the people back there, and I was talking with the horn players and the trombone players and kind of stuff like that. So he's working with the strings. He's going, oh, da-dee-dee-dee, working with the strings, and I'm talking very quietly with the horn player. And out of the blue, Schulte says, Heppner, stop flirting with my horn player. Her name was Diane. And I didn't think that's what was happening, but it doesn't matter at that point because all you do is you just blush. Well, what Schulte knew that I didn't know is that the first clarinet player stood up and says, what the hell is going on back there? It was her husband.
Oh.
So he was just giving me grief for talking while he was working with the strings.
Oh, my
He was
goodness.
Like that, actually. I mean, he had a reputation of being kind of, you know, stern, but I got along with Sir George really well.
Interesting memory, yeah. Now, last time I saw you, you were at the Barbican. This was about 2009 in June.
Uh-huh.
Yep, that goes a long way back. I was sitting in the audience. I remember you with a wine glass at the very end. It was just water. Well, that's what you said. And here you are today. What a difference. What a change. How do you look back to those years?
You know, it's interesting. They seem quite distant now. When I think about it, and I think of the great traveling, it's one of the things I really loved about my career, and that I had days off in between performances. I could do a little bit of exploring. I miss those things, but I don't miss the endless weeks away from home. It's far enough now that I can listen to my own recordings and not kind of go, ooh, I should have done that differently. I don't know if you've ever had that experience, but we're very self-critical.
Very self-critical,
I'm getting far enough removed that I don't have that anymore.
Speaking of your recordings, one of the most frequent requests we have on our jukebox
is... I bet you it's We'll Gather Lilacs.
You guessed it. Almost a daily occurrence. We love it.
Yeah.
We love it. What's the story behind that wonderful Welsh tune?
Well, I was putting together a disc. The concept was that during the time of my mother. So she was born 1910, and I came along in 56. She was 45. So I figured from the time she was born to the time that I was born, when she probably never heard anything else after I was born, because I was probably such a noisy kid, what did she listen to? And sort of the music that was, and it gave us a wide range. We found this We'll Gather Lilacs. I learned very quickly that what I needed to do was to change the word just a little bit. So because it says when you are home once more, because it's sort of from the perspective of a woman whose husband is off to war. But I just changed it to when I am home once more. And as I was starting to learn that piece, it really reflected the story of my life. So here I was traveling at that point. I was probably getting close to 300 days a year away from home. That song kind of amplified the pain that I felt going through. I would sit at the piano and you know, learn the notes, and I don't play piano particularly well, but maybe I could do some chords to kind of anchor the tonality. And I just remember tears streaming down my cheeks, and I thought, how am I going to get through this to record it? Fortunately, it was sort of the professional in me took over. But I'd still say that you can hear in that piece, and I think this is one of the reasons why it is as popular as it is that I think you can hear the background tears in it. You can hear how heartfelt it is in my life.
very passionate, heartfelt performance. Yes. And we want to hear it again and again. And in anticipation of our interview, it's been an earworm of mine all morning. the hallmark of our show in many ways. You mentioned that you had you were a noisy child. Is that the hallmark of growing Heldon tenor?
No, I really wasn't, I don't think. I'm the last of 5 children for my mother, 9 for my father.
Wow.
He had 4 children, and the youngest was about 8. And his wife died, and he remarried about a year later, and they had 5 more together. I'm the last. I probably wasn't that noisy, I'm just saying, but I sang a lot. I really sang a lot, yeah.
Interesting. And now you have 5 grandchildren.
I have 5 grandchildren.
Congratulations,
yes, to you. The most wonderful, of course, talented, beautiful children in the entire world.
Are they also musicians?
Well, the grandkids, we don't know yet. The older one now considers himself a baseball player as of, 2 weeks ago. And then the others, music is perhaps part of their life, but it's not, really big piano lesson going on or anything.
Gotcha. They have time. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about this new project we've been pulled into, Enoch Arden by Richard Strauss. We're doing it June 5th at Windrush Estate Winery. For information and tickets, go to collingwoodfestival.com. It's a fantastic chance to see an incredible chateau with some award-winning wines, 1,000-foot elevations, a chance to rub shoulders with Ben Heppner. And how did this project come about? You're narrating this exquisite, kind of dark psychological thriller.
Yeah. I've actually done it once before. I did it for the Montreal Chamber Festival back, 8 years ago or so. It's Alfred Lord Tennyson. There's one young girl and 2 rival suitors, and Enoch Arden becomes the winning combination of the 2 suitors, and things are going along just fine, and then he falls ill, he breaks his leg, he heals, and then an old sea captain of his asks him to come and be his crew on the way to the Orient, and as it was called then. On the way back, he gets shipwrecked, and he spends more than 10 years away from home. And in the meantime, his beloved wife with 3 children, experiences real difficulty with finances and things, and ends up remarrying the suitor, the rival from childhood days. And so he comes back, and it's just heart-wrenching. But it's a real task, and a beautiful, beautiful poetry. Tennyson wrote it when he was the poet laureate of England. And so it's very thick, and I've been trying to untangle it as best I can.
And I've been trying to untangle.
And it's with piano. It's with music by Richard Strauss that
right.
he wrote about 20, 25 years after the original poem.
Well, Ben, I look forward to joining you very soon with this concert, June 5th. That's 3 p.m. at Windrush Estate Winery. Tickets are available. I think we only have 10 tickets left. Collingwoodfestival.com. Ben, thank you for joining me today. It's been a pleasure. I guess we're going to get rehearsing now.
We look forward. I'm looking forward to this.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.